Welcome back to the good news. Well, the good news is we are welcoming U.S. Army veteran Denise Rowan, and she made history in August when she became the first woman to be elected to the top position of the nation's largest veterans organization during the American Legion's 99th convention, and her theme for her first year is Family First. Welcome, Commander Rowan.
Oh, thank you, Angie. It's great to be with you today.
So talk about this exciting news. This is really a neat honor.
It is quite an honor. We have over 2 million members, and to be chosen as the one to represent the organization at the national level is absolutely amazing. And it really, male or female, it is an honor, and it's very humbling. Now, the American Legion was founded back in 1919, and we were founded by World War I veterans who at the time understood that a veteran was a veteran, and it didn't matter what their race or their gender or their religion was, that if you served honorably in the military, you're eligible to be part of the organization. So women could vote for national commander of this great organization before they could vote for president of the United States, which I think is amazing.
I do too. And, you know, I mentioned at the beginning that your agenda is family first. So talk about that family first agenda. What's this all about?
Well, the family first agenda comes from the fact that we are veterans, and when you go off to basic training, you find yourself that you have a new family, and you're taking care of each other, and you have new brothers and sisters. And when you continue from one post to another or one base to base, you get new families every place you go. And sometimes when you get out of the military, you end up in a community that you may not have grown up in, and you may not feel like you're part of the community. And that's when we found the American Legion and the American Legion family, which is the Legion, our American Legion Auxiliary, our Sons of the American Legion, and our American Legion Riders. And then when you start looking at all of the fantastic work that the American Legion does across this nation, what you start realizing is the American Legion family takes care of our veterans and their families, our military personnel and their families. And then the rest of what we do is all about taking care of children and youth. And so in reality, when I look at the American Legion family, I look at us as taking care of our nation's families as well. So it's really about caring for one another, taking care of one another, and just being there for each other.
I love that. I love that agenda. And, you know, I hate to say it, but very fitting for the first female commander, must add that.
Well, thank you. We spent a lot of time after 9/11, and our National Guard and reservists started getting called up. And when we went to deployment ceremonies, and we'd say to our military personnel, as they're getting ready to go on an airplane and leave to defend our nation, and we say, what can we do to make sure that you're okay on the battlefield? And they always say, take care of my family first, because that's what they're concerned about. And that's what we do here at home, is take care of the families.
Well, let's talk, you know, about what you'll be doing on Veterans Day. We do something really spectacular at my kids' elementary school, and a lot of veterans come, and I see many tears in their eyes. The kids sing all of the songs for each branch of the military, and just little teeny kids that have memorized these songs, and they get up and they introduce themselves and say which kid they're here representing, and some of them, their voices crack, and they start to cry because they're so honored that these kids are honoring them.
It's fantastic, and I love it when veterans are able to come into the school system. Veterans have stories to tell that you will never read in a history book, and it's refreshing to know that veterans are welcome into the communities, into the schools. And what I'm asking veterans across the nation, the American Legion posts across the nation, is to open their homes, their post homes, up to the community, welcome the community in so they can see exactly what it is that the American Legion does across this nation. For Veterans Day this year, I'm going to be in New York City, and for my evening meal, I will be with an American Legion family out in New York in their post home, having a meal with the veterans from that community. So I really look forward to it, and I hope everyone across the nation can find an American Legion post to go visit and find out more about our organization.
Love that. Now, I understand that you, as the first female national commander, are preparing to visit the Far East. Talk in a little detail about that.
Yes. At the end of November, we are heading over to South Korea, the Okinawa, and the Philippines. We have American Legion posts over in all those countries, as well as we have currently serving military personnel. So on the trip, what we'll be doing is visiting with those who are currently serving and visiting with the American Legion families over there just to see if there's things that our military personnel need or concerns that they have, making sure that their families are taken care of as well, and just being there and listening and helping to understand exactly what's going on over there in those countries. In the spring, we go in the other direction. We'll be over in Europe and visiting with the American Legion posts that we have over there as well, and our military personnel who are currently serving.
Wonderful. All right, Commander Rowan, if we want to find out more about the work that you do, where can we go?
Our website is legion.org. It's just that simple, just legion.org. There are all kinds of information there about what we do, our charities that we support, the work that we do in the communities, as well as if you're interested in joining the American Legion family, there's a place there that you can join us.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Commander. Legion.org.
Right.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.